Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we try to do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
We're not experts.
No, we are not. But We are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
This is a fact. And another fact is that this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
Do it up. And if you do want to reach us, you can text us or leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And there are a few ways to connect with other listeners, the Forever 35 community. You can do that on Reddit at reddit.com/r/forever35. You can do that on Facebook, where the password is serums. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod and on Instagram at Forever35Podcast. And there's always our website where you can find links to everything we mention on the show. So go do that.
Do that. I was just about to go on a Facebook to see if we have a Forever 35 fish group. I don't think it exists. There are a few Forever 35 fish head listeners. And if we don't already have a Facebook group, I'm gonna make one, or someone could make one, but it has to be spelled Forever 35 with a PH.
Oh my gosh, why does this not exist?
It might exist and I might not know about it, but
no, I feel like if it existed, you would know about it.
My fantasy, like one of my like when the pandemic is over fantasies, is a meetup of Forever 35 listeners at a fish show, like where we all go and we like meet each other and then we do the show together.
Oh my God.
I've truly fantasized about it.
Fantasy with a PH.
Yes, it is, Dori. It is okay, a fantasy.
I'm just making sure. Mm-hmm. That sounds really fun.
Well, you know, I like to fantasize about what life will be like when this is over. And that's one of them. That's one of them. Seeing fish with my Forever 35 friends.
Oh, your friends.
My pH. Yes, with a pH. Thank you, Dori.
I don't know why I find that so funny, but it's pretty funny to me.
I don't either. It's been a thing I've done since I was, you know, 14. So it's like really not big of a deal to put pH instead of F if you're a fish fan.
P-H-A-N. Wow.
Sorry. I didn't mean to go on the tangent, but I was as this. There are like a couple Forever 35 fish listeners who have sent me messages about it. So they were just in my brain today. I don't know.
Hey.
Listen,
whatever works.
Well, God, listen, I did want to note that this is the last episode we're doing that will be recorded pre-election.
It's true.
You know, we obviously would love to be doing the tightest turnaround possible on these episodes, but we have to give ourselves a little bit of leeway to produce them. So this
we
is
do.
What is, this is what is working for us, but you are listening to this, or this is coming out on Friday. We're recording late Monday. So there's a little bit of a time gap. So we are, Dory and I are both trying to implement as much self-care as we can right now. And also hope that shit goes well this week.
Oh, it's true.
But we don't, hey, we don't, yeah, sorry.
No, I just was going to ask you about your sleeping.
Okay, so I wanted to give a shout out to something that has really helped me. And it was actually kind of great because I was doing this experiment on myself where this weekend where I took a break from melatonin because I've been wondering, like, I was taking melatonin every night an hour before I went to bed, and every night I was waking up approximately 3 a.m. So I was like, is it the melatonin and that is causing this? And then also the melatonin was causing me to have such vivid, wild, traumatizing, bizarre dreams that it was like too much. Like I would wake up the next morning and I would like go out and have breakfast with my kids and I'd be like, oh, all your friends were in my dreams last night. Like it just was like, the dreams were almost exhausting. The sleep didn't feel restful because I was having these just wild dreams. So a few nights ago, I dug out my container of Natural Calm magnesium supplement powder. And I was like, well, maybe I'll give this another go. This has been recommended to me. I've tried it. I always kind of like, you know, bail on it for no good reason. But I tried it and it was great. So for the last three nights, I have been using that. And guess what? The second I stopped the melatonin, I slept through the night.
Wow.
Like a baby.
And then
we heard from a listener via text message that was like, hey, what if it's the melatonin? I was having the same problem. And then I stopped the melatonin and I was able to sleep through the night. So I was like, well, okay. Well, this is my scientific study. Another person said that this happened to them. So it must be true.
Wow. That's so interesting.
It was kind of interesting. So tonight I'll take my magnesium. I won't take any melatonin and I'll see how it goes.
So, you know, this product that you just recommended, the Natural Calm, was always something that my prenatal yoga teacher recommended.
That sounds about right. I feel like I've tried it before and it's like something therapists have recommended. And have you used it?
No, I never used it. She always recommended it for people who, like, I feel like had like pains in their legs or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the magnesium can help with that.
Yeah. But no, I never, or I think she also recommended it if you were constipated.
Well, Dory, that is like, I forget who was the first like medical or, you know, like healer-ish person to tell me to take this, but they were like, start low because it will make you poop. So like the recommended dose on the bottle is a teaspoon. And this person, again, I wish I could remember who told me to take it, an acupuncturist, I don't know, was like, take half a teaspoon to start to get your body kind of used to it. I went right into the teaspoon and I've been fine. But I would say like, if you don't want to have some sort of explosive poop situation, just go slow.
I think that's why I didn't end up taking it because I wasn't constipated and I was worried about too much pooping. So anyway,
that's definitely going to be the title of this podcast episode. Too much pooping.
Too much pooping. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, talk to me because you made brownies. I feel like our conversation in our Dory's Hotel episode where you incorporated a brownie sundae surely inspired you to make these brownies.
I mean, I don't think the two are unrelated. I'll put it that way. I was also looking for something easy that Henry could quote unquote help me with.
Oh, isn't that fun?
And brownies seemed like an easy choice. But yeah, I did bake some brownies. I made a recipe from the America's Test Kitchen cookbook for chewy brownies. Mm. And they are really good and extremely rich. like I think almost too rich and too gooey.
Oh, okay. So this is not a positive review.
Well, it's mixed. So they have another recipe for just regular brownies that I was worried would be too cakey because I don't really like a cakey brownie, which is why I made the chewy ones. But now I think I might try the regular ones and see how those go. But it's funny. I think I was also inspired to make brownies because of a recent episode of Great British Bake Off where they had to make a batch of brownies for the signature challenge and everyone fucked it up. Like no one was able to make a good batch of brownies. It was it was like legitimately weird. And the way that Paul and Prue described the ideal brownie was like the crackly top with kind of a gooey center. And I do think that they would have liked these brownies, if I do say so myself, but I think they were too gooey for me. And I even cooked them an extra baked them an extra five minutes because I was like checking them and I was like, these are essentially raw.
Oh, weird. Okay.
And then I also think my oven is not totally calibrated. Like, I don't think it's actually getting fixed tomorrow. So I'm hoping that might help my baking situation. Anyway, long story short, made the brownies. They're good, not great. The end.
But you made brownies, which sounds delicious.
But I made brownies. I've just been really into baking lately, you know?
Have you, are you a fan of the edge of a brownie? Like I could just eat the entire outer exterior of a brownie pan.
Yes. Yes. And that was why I wanted to make chewy brownies because I was picturing like a whole pan of like an edge. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, they make those pans where it's just like an edge pan, essentially.
Oh, it's like getting just muffin tops.
Oh, I love a muffin top. I mean, I'll take the bottom too. Yeah.
But sure.
Yeah. I like a muffin
top. What? Did you ever used to get corn muffins from Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, actually. And they had mini ones, right?
I don't remember the mini ones, but I just remember getting Dunkin' Donuts corn muffins, which I haven't had in so long. Maybe I'll make corn muffins. Corn muffins are so good.
You know what? Don't make corn muffins. Go to Dunkin' Donuts. Come on. Are you or are you not from Massachusetts?
Oh, I am, Kate. You know I am. But
get in that car and you find a Dunkin's.
Oh, well, there's a Dunkin' like a mile from my house. So yeah, it's not that hard. I suppose I could do that. In completely unrelated news, I did something this weekend that I'm sort of proud of, but is also disgusting and not recommended.
Yeah, you know, we should point out we advise you to seek help from medical professionals.
Yes. Yes.
Or I did not do.
Which I did not do, which the internet tells you do not do this. But okay, here's what happened. So I guess pregnancy can lead to skin tags. Like that is a weird side effect of pregnancy for some people. I'd never really had skin tags before, and I developed one on my left armpit. And for like months, it was like a little annoying, but like not a big deal. And then like all of a sudden, a few days ago, it started kind of like hurting and looked like it had gotten like bulbous almost.
Ew, Tori.
Yeah, it didn't look good. And I was like, this looks gross and also is painful. So I Googled it because I was like, can I like, because I feel like I'd seen like creams at Walgreens that were skin tag removal creams. And I was like, do these work? Can I just go into Walgreens and like remove my own skin tag? And the internet was basically like, don't try to do this yourself. But if you want to try to do this yourself. So one of the things that they said was to tie a piece of dental floss around the skin tag to like essentially like cut off the circulation. And they said if you do that, then after a couple of days, the skin tag will fall off. And I was like, okay, that sounds kind of bizarre, but also it's on my armpit and there's no way I can like successfully tie a piece of dental floss around the skin tag on my armpit. Like that's physically impossible. So I was like, maybe I can just try to like squeeze it, which is like so gross. So I did, and it kind of seemed like it was like, I got like momentary relief and then it started hurting again. And I was like, oh, fuck. So at this point, it was Saturday. And I was just like, okay, I guess it'd been going on all day Friday. Friday came and went. Then it was Saturday. I was like, I guess I'll just call the dermatologist on Monday and like have them take it off because it's usually not covered by insurance. So yeah. I was sort of like, I don't want to go to the dermatologist and pay like a couple $100 to like get this stupid thing taken off. So this morning I was like, okay, I got to call the dermatologist and I go to put on my deodorant and it was gone.
Well, the skin tag
was totally gone. And not only was it gone, it was as if it had never been there. There was like there's no mark. There's nothing. There's no evidence that this skin tag existed.
Did you imagine the skin tag?
I don't think I did.
Did you do all this in a dream?
A fever dream. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, that's very strange.
I mean, agree.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I'm happy for me too. I did feel sort of like I had done some sort of cast some mysterious spell on my armpit.
Oh my God. Well, so, you know, I'm glad the spell worked.
Thank you so much. It was a pretty exciting thing for me, I have to say. Because I raise my arm to put on my deodorant expecting like I'm going to see that it's like infected or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you don't want that. That is why you are encouraged not to do this.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I'm like bracing myself for whatever. And then I'm like, wait, it's gone. Like it's gone.
You know what? I'm going to take this as a win for you.
Totally.
Wins are so few and far between these
days.
They
really are. But again, don't try this at home. Like I accept no legal responsibility for anything that happens to you if you try to do this at home. But I'm just telling you what happened to me.
Wow.
That's it. That's all.
Story.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Well, should we take a break?
Oh, yeah, because we've got to come back for Kate and Dory's Candy Corner.
I'm so excited about this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, so Dory.
Yes.
So we discussed candy faves in a very organic conversation that got a little out of control.
It sure did.
And turns out listeners have opinions about candy.
They have very strong opinions.
I mean, we heard from them over email, voicemail, and text. And there was one kind of like unifying factor, which I thought was interesting. Like, were this a scientific study, this would kind of, I would flag this. There were so many fans of Junior Mints.
It's so weird.
Junior Mints get no love. They get no, I've never seen a Junior Mints TV commercial. Have you?
No.
I don't know. Who makes Junior Mints? I don't know. But let me tell you, they've got fans and fans who buy them outside of movie theaters. So we heard from a bunch of them. So one listener said, I've been a loyal listener since day one and never missed an episode. Never has any topic got me so passionate as the candy discussion today. I am a proud Junior Mints purchaser outside of movie theaters, and I refuse to be shamed for this by a popcorn flavored jelly bean lover. Ahem, Dory. Ha! I love you both, and I'm so glad you give us these fun topics to debate in our serious world. Hey, we're glad too. Again, I'm so glad other people want to talk about this with us. But totally. Also, Dory, people liked those freaking disgusting popcorn jelly beans.
I know. I got personal texts about it.
Well, yes. Didn't your sister is on your side for much of this, is she not?
My sister is on my side. In fact, she said you might be a sociopath based on your candy preferences.
I mean, I might be. You know what, girl? Let's play that voicemail. I'm sorry, I didn't give you... I switched things around last minute, but if you don't mind queuing it up, let's play that Butter Jelly Bean fan voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory, I loved the talk about candy today. It really made me want to stop and get candy, and I think I'm going to after my dentist appointment today. How perfect. Completely agree with Dory. The butter popcorn jelly bellies are delicious, and I love them. So I guess Kate is going to shame me, but that's okay. We can all love different candy. Thanks for everything you do. Bye.
She's right. We can all love different candy.
She's also right that my instinct is to shame her.
Have you tried them?
Of course. Of course I have. I not only have I tried them in my lifetime, but I also have children who eat jelly beans. They're just, I cannot wrap my head around the buttered flavored jelly beans.
Do you think it's the cognitive dissonance of a jelly bean tasting like buttered popcorn? Do you think that's part of it?
I just,
I don't even, I honestly, I don't even know what it is. It just does not scratch the itch for me. And you know what? I do not truly shame anyone, because I'm not going to like yuck your yum here.
Sure.
You like what you like. And I think that is fantastic. It's just, this one is hard for me. Again, I buy bags of black jelly beans and I eat them all. So I know what it's like to not be understood in the jelly bean world. But I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But congratulations. I'm glad you two have found each other.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that my fellow buttered popcorn jelly bean lovers are here for me. You see me, I see you.
Oh my God.
All right. Shall I read this next email?
Yes. Give it a whirl.
I mean, text. All right. I'm listening to episode 144 5 days late while on my lunchtime walk. And hello, I am a person who buys junior mints at the store. It started when we would go to the store for candy to sneak into the theater. Okay. This is what I'm saying. This is how it started. This is Dory editorializing, by the way. I would get junior mints because they're really quiet. I can't stand loud food while watching a movie in theaters, and now I love them so much. My mom also does, so sometimes she'll buy a box to give me when I visit. Junior mints and York peppermint patties live in the same delicious universe in my mind. I hope I'm not the only one. Also, my dad loves Good and Plenty, which is unforgivable. Lol. Thanks for the candy discussion. Maybe we can visit Kate's candy store on the way to Dory's hotel. Junior mints forever, Good and Plenty never.
Well, my candy store would only sell the inside portion of a Reese's peanut butter cup. So if you can handle that, you can handle that. Come on in. Okay. And then, of course, black jelly beans.
Oh, God.
Only. That would be the only jelly bean. That and cinnamon jelly beans. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only two flavors.
Oh, my God. Those are the worst flavors.
Those are the best flavors.
Wow.
Oh, if I was like tonight, if I was going to kick back.
Cinnamon.
Jelly beans, yes, that's my favorite kind from those Jelly Belly people.
Oh, did you also used to chew cinnamon gum?
Oh, I love cinnamon flavor. Yeah, oh! I love cinnamon gum.
I hate cinnamon flavor candy and gum.
Oh, you
gross.
Do?
Yes, I do. I think it's disgusting.
Do you like lavender candies?
I don't even know if I've ever had lavender candies.
I also love lavender candies.
But they don't appeal to me.
I might be like, my taste in candies might be from like 1907.
I'm starting to gather that.
What's wrong with me? All right. Someone wrote us a really sweet text. They said, I've just listened to the last episode and I loved how the episode took a sweet turn when you started talking deeply about candies and a cloud just lifted. Anyway, candy can definitely help us feel better. I own a chocolate factory and shop in Missoula, Montana. And I would love to send you some chocolates to help make these crazy times a little less bitter.
Her chocolates look beautiful.
Yeah, we can give a little shout out to their website. It's poshchocolat.com. So if you want to purchase chocolate from a Forever 35 listener who's a chocolatier, I don't know if that's the right word.
I think it is.
Chocolatier, yeah. Give it a go.
Oh, yeah. She has some. Oh, she has dark chocolate almond toffee. I love toffee.
That does sound good.
Yum. This looks delicious. Yeah, sure. Send us some chocolate.
Yes, I mean, I'd love some. Seriously, we're going to take you up on it. 100%. All right. And then, Dory, we had this text. They said, after hearing the discussion about candy on the last episode, the people need to know, what are your thoughts on candy corn?
So, candy corn is like fine to me. I don't have extremely strong opinions on candy corn. I know some people absolutely hate it and some people like are obsessed with it. I think it's fine. But it also like makes me kind of sick after a few pieces. I will say I think I prefer candy corn pumpkins to regular shaped candy corn.
Okay. I like candy corn. But I also have the same thing happen where it's so like the sugar
it's
content
so
is so
yeah.
high that I feel physically ill after eating too
yes.
much of it.
Yes.
But
how do you feel about Peeps?
Not a fan. I mean,
me neither.
I'd rather eat a regular marshmallow.
Good point.
I do want to say I fucking love candy canes. And candy cane.
You don't like candy canes? You know what? I don't love mint, I think, is the issue here.
I stockpile candy canes so I can eat them throughout the year.
You should, Kate, I wish you could see the face I'm making right now. What? They are the least satisfying candy. They're just not good. I'm sorry. I know that they're a Christmas candy and like I will eat one now that I celebrate Christmas with my husband because there's always one in my stocking, but I'm just not that into them.
Well, Dory, I don't have to tell you, they're the best candy to ever exist on the planet.
Do you also like peppermint stick ice cream?
Oh, yes. And I love mint chocolate chip.
Okay. I'm starting to get the profile here.
Okay.
Because these are all things that I dislike.
Wow. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break.
All right. All right. We've dug in.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we have returned with a conundrum from a listener.
Take it away.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Big fan of the podcast and the cozy feeling I get whenever I listen to the two of you. I'm emailing to ask you a few questions regarding a pressing issue that I must solve. I remember a few episodes ago, one of you said you enjoy moisturizing your elbows. I do this as well. As I've suddenly developed very dry and itchy elbows, I've never had dry skin in this area before. I had no idea this could even be a problem area. Anyways, my question is twofold. Do you have any good recommendations for super hydrating cream that I could use? And finally, and most importantly, when you moisturize your elbows, how on earth do you keep the cream from rubbing off? I'm currently sitting in bed, Bose freshly moisturized, and I can feel it all rubbing off onto my sheets. Help. Interesting.
Well, I get dry elbows, so that this is not like this. I thought this was normal and something that happened to all of us.
Well, no, I
guess not.
Well, I've been talking about moisturizing my elbows with the Hanahana shea butter.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And I have to say, one of the nice things about the shea butter is that when you really rub it in, it doesn't rub off on anything. Well, and it's super moisturizing.
My instinct in this situation would be to treat your elbows the way like when you put a lotion on your feet and then put socks on to like have seal in the moisture. I would do that with your elbows. So like you might run hot and this might not be ideal for you, but I would moisturize your elbows with a very like thick moisturizing cream and then put on a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, I like a long sleeve pajama shirt too.
I do too. This is a place where you and I can agree. I would suggest something like Vanna cream. Like I would almost do like a drugstore moisturizer for dry sensitive skin that's like
comedogenic.
Yes. And I happen to just like Vanna cream. That's what we all use on our dry skin in my house. And also maybe like less, this is such a tough time of year with like heat turning on and dryness, like throw a humidifier into the mix, maybe shower less, like just give your body a little bit of a break. Maybe don't rub soap all over your elbows, just clean them with water if you are an elbow cleaner.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah. So that's my personal moisturizer of choice. Anyone else want to weigh in? Let's hear it. How do you moisturize your bows?
Your bows.
That really made me made me laugh when I read that. Rose freshly moisturized.
All right. Should we listen to the voicemail?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I had to pause the pod because I was just listening to the Night Moves episode and listening to you guys talk about the sleep stories or whatever from Calm and the things you do to go back to sleep. And I was laughing because one of the things I do is listen to your podcast to get to sleep. Now, this is going to be a very controversial activity, and it doesn't have any reflection on how much I enjoy the podcast. I absolutely enjoy the podcast. I've listened since the beginning, but it is not uncommon for if I want to like sleep in on a Saturday morning or in the middle of the night, if I am having trouble, I'll put in my headphones and listen to one of your guys' podcasts, or I actually listen to Norm McInerney's podcast as well. And I'll probably be awake for the first 5 or 7 minutes, and then all of a sudden I'll wake up and it'll be like an hour later, another podcast is playing. I always go back and listen to the actual podcast, but somehow you guys really help me go to sleep. I'll actually joke with my husband, and when I'm going to go take a nap, I actually just say I'm going to go listen to a podcast. So that is a thing I do, and it's supposed to be a compliment. So I hope it's taken that way. Thank you for helping me go to sleep, guys. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I take that as a compliment for sure.
Yeah, I am not offended. You can do whatever you want to our podcast, number
one. Totally.
Like,
totally.
It's just here for you to listen to or do whatever you want. So if it's a sleepy thing, that sounds great. I love that. Like, that's such a compliment that you would put us in your ears and let us just giggle you off to sleep.
Yeah, that like we're somehow soothing enough that we can put you to sleep. That's a compliment to me.
That is a compliment. Well, so thank you.
Thank you so much, listener.
I love that. Well, Dory,
me too.
In the spirit of that call.
Yes.
And just in the spirit of trying to take care of ourselves during such an unruly time, and also with the freaking time change, daylight savings, everything is darkness is upon us.
Yeah.
Our activity for today is just to rest. Just like rest. We may have already had rest as an activity of the day. And you know what? Frankly, I don't care. It's time to do it again.
Same.
My thought was like, just give yourself 20 minutes and just like close your eyes and breathe and just give yourself that.
Yes.
And if it needs to be 5 minutes, it's 5, 2 minutes, it's 2, but give yourself some just quiet today if you can.
That sounds like such a good idea.
Yeah. I'll try to do it also.
Sounds good.
Well, Dory, as I texted you today, I'm glad we're friends, but
I know that was so sweet.
It's all sentimental. I was like, oh,
thank you.
I need to tell Dory that I'm glad we're friends, but I'm horrified really nice. That you like those fucking jelly beans.
Look, you're going to have to get over it, okay?
It's like, just when I think I know you, throw a wrench into everything.
I mean, look, you're the one who likes cinnamon jelly beans.
Somebody out there, please back me up. Back me up.
Oh, yeah.
Dory, can I say an unrelated thing that I probably should have said at the beginning of the episode?
Yes.
We had a listener who called in from Myrtle Beach looking for asking how to make friends. Well, we've had people reach out from Myrtle Beach.
We have.
So original Myrtle Beach listener, if you wouldn't mind, people want to reach out to you. Could you, I have your number and I'm going to send you a text, but if you hear this, could you email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com so I can have your info and get you in touch with all these really nice fellow Myrtle Beach area residents?
Yes, yes, yes.
Very exciting.
It is. It's so sweet.
Yeah. So we've got people. We've got people in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I know. I love that.
I love that too. All right. On that note, Dory.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.